hear something that really pisses me off. Friday night, I went to see Gail in his in-house streaming concert. The show kicked their ass, but one thing that made it a lot worse was a violent crowd. When I got there, I stood in line waiting for the doors to open. I got there early enough to get towards the front of the line, which by the time the doors opened, they went all the way down the block. That only did this a while, but there were more people squeezed in there than they could be called. When the doors opened at 8, I went inside and found my photo list to stand on the floor before the rest of the crowd came in. I managed to get 15 feet back from the stage, and it rained the center. Not bad. So anyway, some guy inside, he left me in front of me. So what did he go and do? He comes to me in the back of the head and walks right over me. Even if it's a show of a rod, but there are better ways to get ahead of people than cutting them in the back of the head. Not that I ever heard of saying maybe, excuse me? Or even get the fuck out of my way, I thought I'm trying to get by you, or something? Even the head, is that a justification for cutting someone over the back of the head? I don't think so. The last thing I know, it's 8:50, and I'm up. And my last say, on the rack. Anyway, I came to 8:50, and I'm right in front of the stage, and there's security with the security cameras, and the unseen paramedic. So as a result of being knocked unconscious, I did need for a row, but also got one hell of a headache, which still hasn't gone away. All good things come to a drop, I guess. The door opens the show. I never prepared you before, and you were pretty good. Thank you for not being combined. Wow, you can vary. I wish I could play like that. Then Gia comes on, and of course he can pass too. Well, even with that, this guy started pushing everybody to him. This guy was big. 7'4" tall, fucking big. He eventually pushed the guy, who is pretty much his own size, and that guy pushes him back. That guy got pissed that someone would push him back and start swinging at the other guy. I happened to be caught in the middle of all the guys. I must have taken about 10 hits to the face in 10 seconds, and I already had a headache. I think the guy broke my nose as well. Anyway, I go down, and while I'm on the ground, I managed to stick my foot out and cut that guy. The security guards rush over and haul up the shit out. You know, they thought it was pretty cool how I liked the guy himself, so I managed to be restricted right in the front. I got to shake hands with the man and stop finding James' video. That's pretty cool. So after he was last 9%, which is really like to get a frame of memory, I started walking out there. Some guy runs by me and sees real hard and knocks me around in a couple circles before I go flat in my face. You know what I'm saying? In Final Fantasy 9, where he's an alien trying to kidnap Princess Greta, and she runs right by you and says he's paying before you fall over. That's basically what happened to me. It should be noted that I'm 6'5". It should also be noted that I'm 6'5". And I'm not talking about height. Sorry, kind of a lame joke. I feel so bad for the people who were on the 5G tower. If they had as good as I did, they may have not walked out of their underground. This is not that Polybios fan. If you could have practiced with them after your age sitting, take responsibility and get there early instead of violently pushing people over.